The kickoff to fall is on at Joshua Tree Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Shop hundreds of vehicles, all at the best prices in the desert. And during the Drive Into Fall event, take 15 grand off MSRP on a new 2025 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Big Horn. Lease a 2025 Gladiator Sport for only $249 a month for 24 months. Or lease a new 2025 Grand Cherokee Altitude for just $299 a month for 24 months. No hidden fees, just competitive pricing you can trust. Looking to trade? We want to buy your car, whether you buy from us or not. Take advantage of the highest trade-in values of 2025 today. Visit Morongo Basin's exclusive hometown dealer, Joshua Tree Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where the price is worth the drive. Or shop joshuatreecdjr.com. With approved credit, must finance through Stellantis Financial Services. $1,995 or $2,995 due at signing. See dealer for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
You, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy night. Big football show, of course. Joe's back with us, so very big football show tonight. Of course, as me and Joe like to do on Wednesday, since I haven't seen him, we will quickly kick some things around from last weekend that we didn't get to discuss, and we'll start to look ahead. NFL Week 4, Giants and the Cowboys at MetLife on Thursday. We've got a lot of big college games coming up this weekend, too. I've already seen Joe, because obviously Joe's, you know, he's everywhere on the network. You can find him everywhere. He's all over. I've already seen him with some of his proclamations for this coming Saturday. Let's just put it that way. And it's caught my eye, some of the things that he's leaning into already here early in the week. If I can somehow fit them in, there is obviously some big baseball games tonight, as we only have a few days left in the regular season. Playoff spots are at stake, and the golf's back. President's Cup tees off tomorrow. So maybe we'll get a few plays out of Joe for that as well. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one. The only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. The baseball plays look a little soft tonight. Look a little soft. Early line plays. No.
That's right. I forgot. It's Wednesday, so you big dogged a couple of MLB plays in the morning. What do you have tonight? What are we looking at?
Over the 7.5, Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. It's 2-1 top six.
Yeah.
And then over 8, Boston and Toronto. We're getting smashed right now.
Yeah, you're getting smashed in that one. Not a good scene for either, Joe. You picked like basically the two games on the board that have absolutely no gas whatsoever. In terms,
I wouldn't
of
go that far.
They got no gas.
Let's not go there. Let's not go that far. Tank. The plays were 7-3 over the last 3 weeks. 7-3.
Oh,
7-3.
Charting them now, huh? We got the chart out. Charts and graphs. 7-3 over the last few weeks. Charts and graphs.
7-3. 7-3.
You want to start this now? Do you want charts and graphs for the college football picks last week? Do you want to do charts and graphs for that? You want to get into that?
Yeah, let me see. I had, sure. Okay. What did I do? 3-4 again?
3-4. Checking you in now at 500 on the season, 16-16.
Okay. Okay. And what are you?
You know, I just keep plodding along, compiling another 4-3 week, boosting me up to 19-13 on the year. So we just keep combining, just keep stacking those bricks up every single week. So
what's my record right now? I'm 500.
16-16. You are 500 in college football.
Three games behind you. I told you I'm just pacing myself. Like Secretariat, I'm waiting until about the
midway
point.
Last week you were two games behind me. Now you're three. I gained a game on you. So.
You think I'm afraid? I'm a closer. I got a lot of horse in me. I got a lot of horse in me. I go to the whip around. I told you, around week, there's 14, 15 weeks of the college season. Right around week number 7 or 8 is where I kick it into gear. I'm going to club you. I told you. Clubber leg.
I just hope that I just don't keep compiling all those over 500 weeks.
You don't have
week.
It in
we'll
you.
See if you
don't,
you, keep compiling. You don't, so we'll see.
You don't have it in you. You don't have it we'll in you. It you goes. Punch yourself. You're like Jake Paul. You might punch yourself out.
It's very possible. I might do that, Joe. You're right about that. It's very possible indeed. So we'll go through a lot of the football tonight. I got keeping my eyes on a few things in baseball, including the Twins, who have lost 23 of their last 34. They are now two games back in the wild card, and they're losing again to the Fish at home.
That's
they
terrible.
Are already down 3-0. Awful job by the Minnesota Twins, as they're now going to miss the playoff. I did not look at this yet, Joe. I don't know what the Tigers and the Royals are doing so far. Tigers are up 3-1, bottom of the fifth. Royals are up 3-0, top of the sixth. So, Joe, if both of them win and the Twins lose, they'll both be three games up on Minnesota with only four games to play for each of them. So getting late early for the Twinkies up there in Minneapolis, that's for sure. Not a good scene for them. So we'll
Remember we were talking about the Twins, how like them, the Mets, and Boston, right from the All-Star break straight through like the first day of September? We're just killing overs, and then they just fell off a cliff. They just fell off a cliff, these Twins. How is that possible? How is that possible?
That's the way September baseball goes sometimes, Joe. You run out of gas, and you sputter to the finish line, and they're not going to make the finish line now. They're finished, chopped, nothing to do. Let me ask you this before as we get started. How'd it go? I guess now you're a big Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels fan now, huh? I saw the video, you jumping in Donnie's arms, the big hugs and kisses during the show on Monday night. Big hit for you. 75 loaves of bread under your arm as you were walking out of the studio after that game. Big night for you, Joe. Congrats.
Yeah. You see, you don't like to see your partner win. You don't like to see
That's
your partner
true.
Win.
That's not true. I was very happy for you.
You're texting me the syndicate is that's going on.
NFL guys. Yeah. You guys are rolling.
Let me tell you, I didn't think I was going to hit that. I thought the cap was right. Okay, and I thought I would still lose money, and I was
I
like,
had
I can't
McLaurin
believe
for the
I had
touchdown
this.
Too. So it was good for me. I had McLaurin also. Yeah. Touchdown,
that so was, Carver and you know what was killer is that I was a little cold on these primetime nights and I sort of dialed it back like with the 275 for Burrow and the 225 for Daniels. If I would have pushed the dice like Chase, I only took 90, McLaurin I only took 60. In a typical, when things are going hot, I would have Chase
here
up
here
to 100.
Here we go. You're complaining and you hit it. I mean, you hit a huge ticket and you're like, oh, this could have been more, could have been that. I mean, come on, Joe. Yeah, huge ticket on Monday night.
I'm like Belichick. Nothing is good. That's it. You can always improve. You can always improve, Carver. I'm going to have another opportunity tomorrow night. I'm going to have another opportunity, Dallas and Giants, divisional game.
We will get the, at some point, probably in the second hour, we will attempt to construct the SGP for the Cowboys and the Giants. We'll see.
Are we going to agree on this? Are we going to agree on this?
I don't know, Joe. I mean, we do this every week. Eventually,
how,
we get
how is our fantasy team doing? We got crushed last week. We got crushed.
We got clubbed again. Yeah, it didn't go very well for us.
Can I start making the decisions? Obviously, we.
I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. Like, it's not like there's been decisions to make. I mean, you play the guys that you draft. It's not like other than McCaffrey, we've had anybody injured. I mean, what do you? You want to sit Montgomery, sit Evans, sit Waddle, sit Josh Allen, sit. You want to sit these guys? Is that what you're looking to do? You want to sit our best players? How you bounce back?
Maybe we should draft Juwan Jennings. My guy, Juwan Jennings. This guy is a stud.
You think that's going to happen every week, Joe? That was a one-off. It was a one-off.
It started with the Super Bowl. Guys coming into his own.
When's the $30 million man going to catch some big passes for them?
He's got three games under 50 yards. He got his money. That's it. His belly's full. That's it. He's got the meatballs. He doesn't even need the main course.
By the way, we have McCaffrey. I don't think we're going to see McCaffrey this year. He's seeing specialists in Germany. So I don't think we're going to see any of McCaffrey. What a hose job by the 49ers with that. I mean, honestly, to spend 3 weeks telling everyone he's fine, going to play the first game, and then an hour before the first game, he doesn't play. And not only has he not played, he's going to Germany to look at specialists. Finish, Joe. Chop. Oh, and
get him out
we'll
of here.
Talk about Joe. I can get Joe going on this UNLV thing, too. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're just getting going on a Wednesday night. We're back at it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our release is Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Wednesday night on the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe, we have several things to get to here tonight. I want to start with this because this has taken a lot of the college football story today, and you know where I'm going here. Before we get to the games, I mean, you have a lot to discuss. We haven't talked about last week. We haven't talked about anything else, but we have to talk about this UNLV situation, which is going on here. So you've got the quarterback, this kid, Matthew Sluka, who came from Holy Cross, played 4 years at Holy Cross, good quarterback, goes out to the desert to UNLV, and he's played great, Joe. He's got him out to a 3-0 start, won at Kansas, done a really nice job for them. He last night in the middle of the night announced that he's going to redshirt and leave there, make sure that he still keeps his last year of eligibility because he's a fifth-year senior. And the problem is, Joe, he allegedly was told by UNLV, more specifically according to the thousands of stories that have been written about this now, that the offensive coordinator offered him $100,000 in NIL to go there. Apparently, Odom wasn't in on that meeting, and or really any of these meetings, it seems like, because now he's leaving because, Joe, the way he phrased it was, of course, to make sure that it was legally proper, but phrased it as they didn't come through with what I was supposed to get paid. Now the school is making it sound like in their statement that he has been paid what was agreed to, and he's asking for more after a 3-0 start. Now, on top of that, Joe, you've got some fourth-string running back who also now here later today has done the same thing. I'm leaving, red shirt, done, opportunities. Joe, this is the things that me and you have discussed a lot. The crumbling of college football with the NIL. And it's not even so much, Joe, the pay and the players, because we knew that was going to come at some time. What it comes down to, Joe, is it's the wild, wild west. There's no rules in place anywhere. There's nothing from state to state and school to school that is uniform. And this is where you get into stuff like this. And now the poor kids on the rest of the UNLV team, I mean, they lose their quarterback, and they're in big trouble now, Joe.
Yeah, they are. Now, the backup, I saw some tape on him. He's mobile as well, so we'll see it.
The backup. Ooh, the kid. Well, come on. Here we go. You scouted him. I like it. Here we go.
Carver. But this is the problem. Here's the problem. When does it stop? There's no team aspect with these kids anymore. Okay? So now the quarterback's going to hold the university hostage until he gets his money. He's not happy that he went from Holy Cross to UNLV, a Mountain West school. But then he should have went to UNLV right from the get-go. He wanted the education. He plays at the FCS school. He elevates. He gets the bag of cash.
I don't want to hear about education anymore. No, education doesn't matter in big-time college athletics anymore. None of these kids are there for the degree. This is about money, Joe. Cash.
I told
NIL.
You this from the get-go. I told you this from the get-go. I'm hoarse. I got to protect my voice. You got to understand, I didn't want this. You wanted this.
No,
this is your
pie. This is your college football.
No,
this is your college football. You have taken away the pageantry, the tradition, all the things that were great about college football. They're gone now, Joe. They're out the window.
This is what
you
want.
You want to pay the players, bigger conferences, bigger money, bigger this. Bigger. That's it. That's what you've been asking for forever. Now, sure enough, this is where we are.
I know. Yeah, but you're sticking your chest out. I know, and the people know that I fought against this because now you're going to see this. This is going to be the norm. When does it stop? It's just like the situation where we see with the NFL teams, Carver, in these quarterbacks getting $50 million. What's it going to go to? Infinity? It's only going to stop when a team says that's enough. And if they're doing it at UNLV, who's to say they're not going to do it at Georgia and Clemson and Oregon and everything else? So no matter what now, the team aspect, the coaching aspect, throw that out the window because these kids are getting paid seven figures and the coaching and everything else is secondary, right? So if a kid's getting, $2 million to go to Oregon, what does he need to listen to Dan Lanning for? What does he need to listen to his assistant coach for? Heck, if I don't like if I don't get the cash, I'll just redshirt after three games. I mean, that's ridiculous. This is where we're at now.
There, Joe, we have discussed this, all kidding aside. And obviously we're kidding about Joe with the tradition and the pageantry. Joe doesn't like it. But here's one thing that we can both agree on, Joe. There needs to be some kind of, and I don't know how they do it, but there needs to be some... There needs to be some better rules put in place across the landscape. I can't have kids. Joe, I forget who was I saw make this point this afternoon. This is worse than like professional sport free agency. Like at least you sign a contract. You can't be a free agent for 2 years, 3 years, 1 year deal. These kids are leaving, Joe, like this. I mean, the kid's at the school for 3 weeks, a month. Oh, I'm out of here. Yeah. See you later. I'll go to the next one. Then he's there for 6 months. Oh, no, I'm going to go to this one. Joe, there's got to be some limits here. Gotta be some limits at some point.
That's on the NCAA for dropping the ball. They knew this was on the horizon. And quite honestly, if I'm the universities, I would sue them. Because, you tell me, they're supposed to have these universities' best interest. They're supposed to protect the student athlete. They haven't done anything.
One move within 2 years. That's what should you be allowed, Joe? You're allowed to move once in a two-year span.
Or tie the money to the tenure at the school. You get X amount if you stay 1 year. You get X amount if you stay 2 years. But you have to finish out the semester. Right. You have to finish out the year in school.
This is nonsense.
And then leave.
This is nonsense, what's going on with this kid. And now, look, UNLV's distancing themselves from him is what it is. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 on a Wednesday night. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Paul Verlisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. All right, Joe. So that's, it is what it is. The college athletics, it's professional sports.
Don't start, Carver, because it's a
professional sports now.
They're killing the sport. They're killing everything that encompasses college football. The tailgating, the kids.
It's over,
the pageantry, the tradition. They all killed it because of name, image, and likeness. Killed it.
It's over, Joe. It's done.
Now it's Reggie finished. Bush is suing USC for the money he lost.
Well,
like
they're all doing this. The Michigan guys are doing it too. Braylon Edwards, these guys, they're suing Michigan. Reggie Bush suing USC. There's going to be 1,000 of these lawsuits because this was never, you know, I mean, they all got paid. It just wasn't for real. You know, it wasn't official. So now they're going to go back and try to get money on the sly. It's just, it's not right, Joe. And, you know, it's just, I know what bothers you the most about it is that you hate when there's anything during the season that is outside of the actual games. It bothers Joe to no end. So things like this UNLV story or the dopey realignment nonsense with the Pac-12, which just call themselves the Mountain 12, with what they're trying to do, just basically it's rebranding the Mountain West Conference under a new name, which we haven't discussed, is complete nonsense what they're doing there. Joe despises stories outside the game. Joe, Alabama's playing Georgia this week.
Yeah,
all right?
Exactly.
Alabama's playing Georgia this week, and instead, the college football news cycle has been focused on this dopey UNLV story with the NIL. That's what today's
Carver,
focus
is. Yeah, well, my focus is on Kansas State, Oak State. We got great games. We got Oregon, UCLA. We got, Notre Dame, Louisville. We got Clemson, Stanford. We got Arkansas, A&M. I mean, the games are fantastic. The games are amazing. Florida State, SMU. Could be a little hornet's nest out there in Dallas for the Seminoles, huh? Crypto special came in over the weekend. I had a bottle of Tums next to me, let me tell you.
Crypto special. Joe with the crypto specials.
The Mortadella special. The Mortadella crypto special came in.
All right. Let me tell you, I'm chewing
on about 7 Tums right. Watching the game.
Let's do what we do usually every Wednesday. I want to quickly fly through a bunch of things from college last week. I want to
give me the hot topics.
I have to do this first, of course, because this was a hot discussion here Friday night when we did the picks and even in the chat room. Clemson took NC State to the woodshed, Joe, on Saturday. I mean, they took them to the woodshed, 59-30.
Well, let me tell you, I took them plus 33.5, and I got screwed with Donovan Edwards. But they almost covered that line. They almost covered that line at 18.5. They lost it by 24. So the fumbles, the Concepcion fumble, this, that. I mean, give me a break with the turnovers. They were down 24-0. It was disgusting. I wanted to puke. I needed to purge myself.
Yeah, that was a tough scene, Joe. What was going
Clemson
on?
Clemson looks
game.
Good though, Carver. I do have a lottery ticket on them to win the ACC, so.
I was looking today. I actually have them with a bunch of other stuff to win the ACC, too, and the bunch of other stuff doesn't look that bad right now. So I'll be rooting for Clemson as well. The Michigan-USC game. You know what? I want to save that, Joe, because I only got 30 seconds left. Let me give you a fast one. LSU not covering again against UCLA. They were pretty gutless in that game.
Carver, let's be honest. Defense is still bad. Harold Perkins gets hurt. I can tell you this. They're going to billy club South Alabama this weekend, laying 21.5.
Gee, how nice of them. They're going to billy club South Alabama.
South Alabama beat App State 48-14. Don't say that. Jaguars.
Kelly bully game here this week. What's the number in that ball game, Joe? This is a Kelly Bully game.
21.5.
Lath altered to 31.5. Hey, complete bully game from Kelly. I might do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Wednesday night on the grid. All right, Joe, as I was mentioning to you, USC goes into Michigan Michigan didn't have to throw the ball, Joe, but they ran the ball down USC's throat. They built the lead. USC came back, took the lead, and then you had that drive at the end with Michigan going ahead. It was a hell of a game, Joe. It really was. What surprised me was that USC, how are you not prepared, Joe, for what was going on? I mean, the focus should have been stopping the run. That was it. Make that kid throw. He didn't have to throw all day. They were running the ball down their throat.
That was a big boy game, right? The game was on the line. Mullins goes right up the gut. The kid, I mean, two players didn't wrap up. How many times do we see this from defensive backs? They want the money. They could cover, but they can't come up and run support. At that particular time, that's what we talk about, the team aspect. Your season's on the line, potentially. Big Ten championship, your first Big Ten game. You want to step up. You have an opportunity to make a statement in the big house. You got to sell out, man. You got to sell out. I mean, these kids are arm tackling. Now, I will say this. That's not the way Michigan drew it up, right? I mean, there's no way Sherrill Moore said we're going to run it down 80 yards down the field and we're going to score a touchdown.
Oh,
I mean, you got to
–
you got
to
– well, you got to be out of your mind. You got to be out
of
your mind.
We're going to run it.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to run it.
Bo Schembechler, Coach, we got 30 seconds and 80 yards to go. Run it. We're going to navigate right through old school football with the leather helmet. They lucked out. They really did, because Donovan Edwards gave away the game, and because his fumble cost me a huge opportunity to hit another parlay. I had him parlayed with Florida State. That killed me. But I'll just say this. Michigan, in order for them to win the Big Ten, they need a better passing attack. In a loss, Miller Moss, let me tell you, the kid's got guts, because he stood in the pocket. He was pressured consistently in the second half, and he made some big guy throws, big time throws, to put his team at least in an opportunity to pull that game out. He might be better on with the chips in the table. Forget physical attributes. He showed more moxie than Caleb Williams did in a big game. I'm just saying.
Yeah, look, I thought Moss played well in the second half. I thought that he was very good.
Like I thought
said,
he played really well.
He stepped up, and he got the job done. And listen, not easy going on the road to Ann Arbor. As much as I thought USC would win the game, I also thought that they would stop the run. So nice job by you, Joe. Completely gutless from Oklahoma State at home against Utah. If you didn't watch this game and you saw 22-19, you would have thought, oh, wow, what a great game. Wrong. No. Utah beat them pillar to post. Oklahoma State got a couple cheap touchdowns at the end to make it look pretty. But Utah beat their ass, Joe, the entire game.
I said it. I mean, that was only the third loss over the last 3 years for Oklahoma State at home, right? Well, I told you Alan Bowman in a big spot was a human turnover machine. Didn't I say that? Alan Bowman is the weak link. I said it. And where's Ollie Gordon been? You know, this team struggles with more physical teams. Their defense is not that good, Carver. Oklahoma State was giving up 450 total yards of offense this year. They were giving up 260 in the back end. And Isaac Wilson, Zach Wilson's brother, is not a world beater. That kid Bernard ran all over them. Unbelievable. That was another game. That game was won in the trenches. That game, the Michigan game. Oh, but let's be honest, wasn't it, Carver? That game was won in regards to the offense and defensive lines.
It certainly was. Let me give you a couple more here, Joe. I would say, well, me and you were on Miami a lot, all over them. They've taken care of business so far, Joe. Now, there's a long way to go, and the schedule's fairly manageable, but you thought that USF would hang around that game. Miami blew the doors off them in the second half. It was close for a half. Blew the doors off them in the second half.
Absolutely. I mean, Cam Ward's the real deal. We knew that in regards to Wash State, made some great plays. That touchdown, though, it's 14-12, right? They're right there, and then they score. They missed it too, and then all of a sudden he comes right down. And they get the touchdown, right? What was it, 15-14 they had the lead? And then they were down. Before they could blink, they were down 22-15. That was a huge loss. They were deflated going into the locker room. Byron Brown can't pass. That's the other thing.
No, definitely cannot. Let me give you a free. How about my James Madison team smashing North Carolina, dropping 70 points on North Carolina? How about Rutgers going into Blacksburg? How about Rutgers, Joe? Keep chopping, Shiano. Keep chopping.
Good job. Good call. It was maybe the look ahead for Vatek. I thought you would get the look ahead with Miami. Maybe it was the look ahead with Vateka with Rutgers coming into town. Non-conference opponent, right? They know that they have Miami on deck on a Friday night looking ahead. They got clipped. This is a hot and cold team. They lost to Vanderbilt week one. I mean, let's be honest.
They suck. This team was, all these people that ran around with the Vatek sleeper, ACC, playoff sleeper, all that. Team sucks. Bottom line, Joe. They lost to Vandy, lost to Rutgers. And Rutgers decent this year. Shiano's building a little something out there in the Big Ten. Are you nervous at all about Missouri jerking around with Vanderbilt on Saturday, winning in two overtime?
Yeah, I mean, I told you, the only time I bet Missouri was in-game against Boston College. I laid the 6.5, and they screwed me, okay, because they won by 6. This team is on life support each and every week. I mean, you tell me. I mean, Pavia and that offense for Vandy would put up. They should have won that. The kid missed a what? 32-yarder, 40-yarder. You can't miss that. I hate kickers.
Can't miss it.
I keep telling.
Kickers.
These kickers. If you're a college coach, let me just say this: if you're a college coach, I don't care how good your kicker is. I don't care if Jason Tucker is your kicker back there. If you rely on a kicker to win a game in college, you got it. You need therapy. You need your head examined. Because you can't be all there. You're a psychopath. Seriously.
You're a psychopath, indeed. I thought, Joe, now Tennessee's offense has gotten obviously all the headlines this year for what they've done. Tennessee's defense, Joe, was the star of the show on Saturday night. And I actually thought, Heupel kind of just took his foot off the gas. I think they could have scored more points in that game. And I think that he kind of laid down a little bit and just killed the clock and got out of there. I don't know if that's out of respect to OU, whatever, but that game is another one. The score doesn't indicate how close it actually was because Tennessee thumped them and Oklahoma had the freshman kid come in who's going to start this week, score a couple cheap tutties at the end, Hawkins.
Yeah, now here's the thing. Jackson Arnold sucks. I mean, the guy was averaging 160. He was a five-star recruit. Supposedly, that's why Dylan Gabriel supposedly bolted for Oregon. Now, the rumor was he wanted to be closer to Hawaii, his hometown. But because they brought this kid, Jackson Arnold, deer in the headlights. He's not ready for prime time. Send him back to the practice squad. You know, let me tell you, this kid Hawkins gives you a little juice. He's mobile. He's a little gutty. I like him. I don't know if they win eight games, but I like them this weekend against Auburn with Hawkins.
I kind of do, too. Iowa actually playing overs now, Joe. God, Iowa playing overs now. I can't book them in the mid-30s anymore. They actually scored points. Flex, he's finished there, Joe. I think that boat's going to sail on out of there soon. Yeah, that's bad, losing that game.
You think so?
Come on. I don't think it's been a good start to the year for him. Hasn't been a good start to the year.
He got clubbed.
I wouldn't
want to
go 3-9 if I was him. So that would be a bad year.
Got to get to eight wins.
Not getting 8 wins. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night. By the way, 3-run homer for Jose Ramirez, a night too late for me, as the Guardians have the lead. The Orioles are beating up the Yankees again in the Bronx, so they can get that to 4 games. The Orioles need to win every game, and the Yankees lose every game for them to win the division. The Tigers are winning and the Royals are winning and the Twins are losing.
Right.
Although I did see the Twins start rounding the bases a little bit. So maybe, they're trying to get back in the mix here against the Fish at home. All right, Joe, a couple more, then we'll move on to some things for this week. One, BYU late night in Provo against Kansas State. What a gutless performance by the Wildcats, Joe. And one of the plays of the year That kid returned that punt. When he picked up the punt, ran backwards to the goal line, and then flew down the sideline. That was a hell of a play, Joe.
He almost fumbled the ball, too, right? They had to review it because he got so excited that he almost dropped the ball. Just run out of the end zone and drop the ball. These kids, it's amazing. I will say this. I thought BYU would win, and so I didn't take it. But I took the over.
Like
I got screwed on the. I got screwed on the over.
They pasted him, Joe. I mean, they completely pasted him.
Avery Johnson. I put out Avery Johnson. Looked like he saw Paul Revere's ghost in Provo. He looked like he was hit with so many lefts. He was begging for a right. That kid.
You like him on the road at Waco this week? They're playing an early kick in Waco on Saturday. BYU. That's tough.
Yeah, that game, that Baylor game is just tough because Baylor matches up well with them, and they're not a very fast team, and so like Baylor can be Baylor struggles with speed teams. So does BYU, Utah too. I think Utah's going to be in a game with Arizona this week. I really do. Speed teams challenge them over the top.
I watched the end of the Baylor-Colorado game. I watched really the whole fourth quarter. I got to tell you, Joe, there's times where you watch Shador play and you go, how are they talking about this guy being a top five pick in the draft? And I think a lot of it is he's running for his life. He's getting sacked a billion times. He's doing that. And then he makes a couple plays like he did like on the Hail Mary throw to get it. And Joe, you tell me, you're the guru around here. What the hell was Baylor? Why didn't Baylor have seven or eight guys on the end zone to knock the ball down on the Hail Mary? It was the last play of the game.
You tell me.
But either way, that was a hell of, first of all, the kid should have caught the play before that, Joe, where he was behind the guy and he dropped it. And then he throws a dime to the kid in the end zone. That was a hell of a win for Colorado in Deion.
It was. It was because that line fluctuated 1.5, 2.5, 1.5, 2.5, and it looked like they were dead and buried, and they found a way to come from behind and steal that game, and he's done a fantastic job. Now they have to keep the momentum running, right? I will say this. I think they get Billy clubbed by UCF this weekend. Absolutely.
Wow, you think the long trip to Orlando is going to be a problem for them? You think that's going to be a bounce house, the whole deal?
I don't even think it's the trip to Orlando. I think their offense and defensive line, maybe their offensive line will hold up. Their defensive line is about to get abused. They're averaging almost 400 rushing yards per game, UCF. Mm-hmm. Penny Boone. You got R.J. Harvey. You got a 240-pound quarterback. Who's my quarterback? K.J. Jefferson. And you know Gus. When Gus, where he feels he's got the better talent, he's going to run it. He's going to – if he smells blood in the water, he ain't going to stop Gus Malzahn. He's going to look to tack 50 in that game.
I think they will
smash them. You know,
smash. What time's like, that game, Joe? Is that an early kick or a night kick?
I'm hoping it's an early kick.
I got it here. Hold on. 3:30 kick. The 3:30.
Good.
Second window.
Good. I love that. I love that 3:30 window. I think they absolutely smash them. Smash them.
Few other ones. Let's start to look more towards this week. And obviously Friday night we're gonna do the picks, the breakdown, everything else. Oak State off of a bad loss into Kansas State off of a bad loss. So they go to the Little Apple. Kansas State -5 right now as we sit here on a Wednesday. Important game, Joe, for both teams there in the Big 12.
It is, but they've won 4 of the last 5. And you want to know where Ollie Gordon is? You're going to see him run all over Manhattan, Kansas.
Because you haven't seen him yet this year.
I think, Carver, I think Avery Johnson is like he's like Tommy Gunn. He got the tomato cans, Heisman Trophy. All of a sudden he got Billy clubbed in Provo. He doesn't know where.
I'm beating nobodies.
Right. And here comes Oak State. I think it's just a continuation. I think I don't I don't never thought Kansas State was that great to begin with this year. I thought they were a 7-win football team. They should have gotten clipped by Tulane. They didn't. But I'll tell you this. I think Ollie Gordon, whatever his total is, and you might get a discount because think of his totals. It went from 2 weeks ago. It went from a $130.5 against Arkansas to 114.5 against Tulsa to 80.5 last week against Utah. You might get Ollie Gordon in the 60s this week, Carver.
No shot. You just say he rips his team apart. No way. I don't know anything about it anyway. I don't get the player props, Joe. Stop teasing me with the player props with college football. You're teasing me, Joe. You'll alt it. 80, 90, 100, 125, 150. Big alts for Joe coming up in that game this week. What else can I throw you here quickly, Joe? You always love that Arkansas-Texas A&M game at Jerry's World that they play every year.
I do.
You always love the Jerry's World game with Texas A&M minus 4. And our boy, Sam Pittman, helping himself out, beating Auburn last week. He needs all the wins he can get, our boy Sam.
A&M has won 11 of the last 12. Arkansas averaging 240 on the ground. They're going to run it with your Quindon Jackson.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lucy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 150. Okay, Joe. So we'll go through a lot of games on Friday, but let me end this hour with at least two others. And these are two games under the lights that have a lot of significance. Number one, obviously Georgia and Alabama, biggest game of the week. Tuscaloosa, first big match for Kalen DeBoer here as Alabama head coach. Kirby coming in, you know, getting a little bye after the tough performance in Lexington against Kentucky. When was the last time Alabama was a dog at home, Joe? I think I saw 2007 this week was the last time they were dogs at home.
Yeah, I mean, at home. Yeah, absolutely. It's pre Nick Saban, so it's you know there's
a long
gonna be
time
thinking,
ago.
Yeah, people going to be taking Bama in regards to this. But again, here's the thing: Jalen Milroe's only thrown for 590 yards. They still have some problems on third down, and I think the better offense when push comes to shove is Georgia. So I'm willing to take that -2.5 on the road. I know they didn't show well against Kentucky, but we talked about Kentucky, Carver. They typically struggle. Certain teams and rivalries, doesn't matter the talent. They just typically struggle. Certain teams get up, and we talked about it. That was an outlier for Georgia. I think they've had this game circled, and Kirby's been there. You know, even though DeBoer's coached in a national championship game, this is the SEC. All eyes are on you. And I think Georgia wins it convincingly. 7-10.
Convincingly. Man,
it wouldn't shock me if they win it by double digits. 10-13.
Wow. This is a hammer play for you. This is gonna be a hammer play. A Kirby hammer play coming up here in Tuscaloosa on Saturday night. Everybody on the Crimson Tide. Here comes Joe with the hammer play on Kirby. Everyone off him after the last performance. It's always what you saw last. Didn't play well against Kentucky. What do you mean Alabama's been a dog? Hasn't been a dog at home since 2007. Smash job for Joe. Coming right in over the top. That's definitely on the best bet card Friday night. We could just pencil that in right now. Now, will I be against Joe on Friday night in that game? I'm picking the game. I'll tell you that right now. I'm picking the game. We'll see if I'm on Joe's side or not when we get to Friday. And how about Joe, Illinois? Now 4-0 after the win in Nebraska last week, going to Happy Valley to see Slime Franklin and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Both teams undefeated. And Illinois's given Penn State problems over these past few years since Big Brett's been in town. Right, Joe?
Yeah, last time they were there was, what, 3 years ago? That's when Jahan Dotson was there. They lost 16.
That was the dopey nine overtime game or whatever it was with the two-point conversions,
now,
right? That was
Now, last year, Penn State won 30-13, and Aller had not that great of a game. So Altmaier, though, is the better quarterback statistically. I actually think Altmaier's played better. 77% last week, over 200 yards, four touchdowns. He's obviously more mobile than Drew Aller. Aller's completed 70% of his passes, eight touchdowns, no interceptions. But they play, I mean, come on, they played Bowling Green. Illinois played Kansas. They played Nebraska. They played some pretty good competition. I like Brett getting points. I mean, that's way too much. Way too much.
Way too much for Brett. I actually think it's way too heavy as well, Joe. I don't know if it'll make the card or not, but almost three tutties for a team that's played pretty well and probably has the better quarterback? That sounds good to me. It sounds real good to me, Joe. That's for sure. You got some other ones here. I like this Washington State-Boise State game late night, too, under the covers.
I love that game.
Wow. You know who I'm on. That Cougar team.
You love that kid.
I am so in on the Cougars. It's not even funny. So I'll probably be on them late night as well for that. All right, Joe, we'll come back second hour. Let's start to do some of the NFL. Few things from last week and then dive into these this week, including Cowboys and Giants. Tomorrow night starts week four. We'll try to throw the SGP together for that as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on a grid right after this.
The kickoff to fall is on at Joshua Tree Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Shop hundreds of vehicles, all at the best prices in the desert. And during the Drive Into Fall event, take $15,000 off MSRP on a new 2025 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn. Lease a 2025 Gladiator Sport for only $249 a month for 24 months. Or lease a new 2025 Grand Cherokee Altitude for just $299 a month for 24 months. No hidden fees, just competitive pricing you can trust. Looking to trade? We want to buy your car, whether you buy from us or not. Take advantage of the highest trade-in values of 2025 today. Visit Morongo Basin's exclusive hometown dealer, Joshua Tree Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where the price is worth the drive. Or shop joshuatreecdjr.com. With approved credit, must finance through Stellantis Financial Services. $1,995 or $2,995 due at signing. See dealer for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.